listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
When we get together on these daily devotionals, my pattern is to read a passage of scripture, a verse, several verses, and then comment on it. Today, I'm just going to read to you a portion of a verse. The verse is 1 John chapter 4, verse 8. I'm going to read to you three words, three simple but glorious words that tell us what God is. You ready for this? From 1 John chapter 4, verse 8, God is love. It's true. God is love. What a glorious fact. Love describes the character and heart of God. He is so rich in love and compassion that this word can be used to describe his very being. When we say God is love, we're not saying everything about God. Love is an essential aspect of his character, and it colors every aspect of his nature. But God's love does not somehow eliminate his holiness, his righteousness, or his perfect justice. Instead, we know that the holiness of God is loving, and the righteousness of God is loving, and the justice of God is loving. Everything God does in one way or another expresses his love. Because God is love, it means that there is always hope and forgiveness with him. Let me read to you a quote from that great preacher of Victorian England, Charles Spurgeon. He said this, quote, "Let it never be thought that any sinner is beyond the reach of divine mercy so long as he is in the land of the living. I stand here to preach unlimited love, unbounded grace to the vilest of the vile, to those who have nothing in them that can deserve consideration from God, men who ought to be swept into the bottomless pit at once if justice meted out to them their deserts." Now, when we shout, God is love, problems come when we try to say love is God. This is because love does not define everything in the character of God. It's also true because when most people use the term love, they're not thinking of true love, the God kind of love. Instead, they're thinking of a soft, weak, have a nice day kind of love that values being nice more than wanting what is truly best for the other person. You see, the Bible tells us also that God is spirit, that God is light, and that God is a consuming fire. Each of these things describes God, but no single term, spirit, light, consuming fire, love, no single term can describe him completely. Yet, how few people really know, really believe that God is love. For whatever reason, they won't receive his love and let it transform their lives. We really do need to know the love of God if we will simply stop trying to make ourselves worthy of his love and simply receive it from a loving God. Then we will walk in the light and the glory of his love. You can know it, receive it, and live it today. God is love.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.